today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special, which you choose to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about standing against oppression.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, on your land Allah plays great signs. Though the world sees your scars and hears your cries, Allah is your God and you will survive.
Today, Friday, is the first of Jamadil Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of December, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter An-Nisa, verse 148.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. La yuhibbu Allahu al-jahra bis-su'i min al-qawli illa man zulim. Wa kana Allahu sami'an 'aliman.
Allah does not like the public mention of evil except by one who has been wronged, and ever is Allah hearing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse and the verse next to it, a part of the ethical instructions of Islam are pointed out. At first, the verse indicates that Allah does not like that ill-speaking be performed or the vice and the disgraceful actions of people be manifested by the speech of others. The Quran refers to same affairs that can be counted as the authority for such betraying secrets. It says, except by one to whom injustice has been done. Such persons are right to defend themselves against the cruelty of transgressors.
Salamullahi ya Quds, fidaka ar-ruh wan-nafs. Salamullahi ya Quds, fidaka ar-ruh wan-nafs. Mihadu ad-din wat-taqwa, salamul hubb wan-najwa. Wa hal ya Quds la naqwa. Mihadu ad-din wat-taqwa, salamul hubb wan-najwa. Wa hal ya Quds la naqwa. وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر وكيف المسجد الطاهر بظل الغاصب الكافر فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس فينمو طرفنا الناعس بليل واهن دامس رعاك الله يا قدس.
About standing against oppression, we learn Islam was revealed to safeguard all people's inherent rights, including their rights to life, property, and freedom. It is a grave sin to violate these rights without justification, and Muslims who assert that the Quran and Sunnah support such injustice are betraying Islam. The fact that Allah would always respond to the supplication of an oppressed individual is one of the reasons we should be wary of injustice. Those of us who fear Allah must remember this simple fact that supplication from those we may oppress is indeed potent. and we should be very mindful of how we treat others. On the other hand, oppressors will have to tend to many potential wrongdoings they have done in the hereafter.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the promotion of Islamic resistance and the whatness and whyness of Islamic resistance, and what do we mean by Islamic resistance. In this present time, we have some people wearing the clothes of intellectuality and the like who suggest in the press, in their books and their speeches here and there, that it is no use challenging them, that it is not possible to stand up against them, and that we should accept their terms. The gist of their statements is that we should tell them, write us, thus relieving ourselves of all the problems. I will tell you that the outlook of we cannot results from the same error in calculation, which we explained it before. This is an error of calculation. Such errors of calculation in every matter results from failing to correctly see the different dimensions of the matter. When the issue is about a confrontation, an encounter between two fronts, the error of calculation stems from failing to gain a correct understanding about our own front and that of the other side. When we fail to gain a correct understanding, we will make a mistake in our calculations. However, if we understand it correctly, our calculations will be different. I will tell you, brothers and sisters, that in our calculations on the issue of resistance against global bullies, we should correctly understand the facts about these bullies and the facts about ourselves. One of these facts is our power of resistance.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special. This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring
beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time. This part is under the title of Rewards of Helping and Supporting the Oppressed. It must be said that among the type of help and assistance through the medium of Da is supplicating for the destruction of the enemies and oppressors on His Eminence. As there is no doubt that dua of the believer for the destruction of the oppressors, in a way as per conditions mentioned in the traditional reports of the purified imams, peace be upon them all, are joined together, it is effective. Thus, when the believer is not able to kill the enemy of his imam with the help of real weapons, but he can do it by dua, then it is obligatory on him to do so and get himself included in the helpers and supporters of His Eminence. Therefore, the imams have motivated to curse their enemies, and the prayers for their destruction reaches them.
They've been asking for some help, but nobody seems to care. They are saying, are we now on Oma helping? Thought you would share.
This is a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on the issue of Palestine. Under this title, Defending Palestine is a Must for All Muslims. The enemies of the world of Islam have always tried to make maximum use of tribal, geographical, and regional differences, and today they are using modern instructions to fulfill their purpose. We should pay attention to this and we should be awakened. They want to busy us with one another so that they can distract our attention from the main point. The issue of occupying Palestine should have made us get close to one another, but they are using it to make us drift away from one another. The issue of Palestine is a clear issue. There is no Islamic denomination that has any doubt about the fact that jihad is wajib for Muslims whenever an Islamic land is under attack. All Islamic denominations share this belief, and there is no ground for disagreement on this matter. However, the enemies cast doubt on this matter, which all Muslims believe in. They create division among Muslims. They provoke denominational and tribal prejudice, and they fuel its fire so that they can freely pursue their goals.
So what is our duty? There's a narration from Imam al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi. Imam al-Sadiq, he reports a narration from the Prophet where he says, "Man asbaha wa la yahtam bi umur al-muslimin falaysa minhum." Whoever does not care about the affairs of the Muslims, he's not one of them. You're not allowed to be indifferent. Do not give me this whole both sides. There's no both sides. There's an occupier and there's an occupied. We don't need to complicate something. As Sayyid al-Sistani mentioned, the only solution is to end the occupation. That is the solution. You want peace? Peace is predicated and it has to be based on justice, on adl. The Prophet says, whoever does not care about the affairs of the Muslims is not from them. وَمَنْ سَمِعَ رَجُلًا يُنَادِي يَا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And whoever hears a Muslim call out, "O Muslims, help!" and you don't respond, فَلَمْ يُجِبْ فَلَيْسَ بِمُسْلِمٍ. You're not a Muslim. If you turn a blind eye, if you are indifferent, if you are apathetic about what is happening, you might say, "Shaykh, what can I do?" There's a lot that you can do. There are people who are dying of starvation, who have nothing. Bombs are being dropped on their heads. You can donate to the people of Palestine. If you're not able to donate, at least use your networks, use your social media, instead of posting silly videos and wasting your time. Counter the Israeli propaganda that has taken over social media. You be their voice. And today, probably within a couple of hours, internet will be cut off from Gaza. Do you know why? So that Israel can commit genocide and there's no pictures of it. This is what they want.
The topic of this episode of today's special was about standing against oppression. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
This day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Palestine, tomorrow will be free.